sometime in late November, Sony realized that it had been hacked. It was the computers at the studio lot all had this sort of menacing image on them saying, basically, you've been hacked by Guardians of Peace. And they immediately went into triage mode and started looking at what systems had been compromised. And it was pretty much everything.
And it became a major international diplomatic incident, didn't it? With the US accusing the North Koreans of being behind the attack because of the release of Sony's film The Interview, and that involves a plot to assassinate the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. It was a big deal, this, wasn't it?
It sure was. We had President Obama going on TV and saying that North Korea was behind this attack, and the FBI also basically said the same.
And it revealed plenty of emails, plenty of Sony internal emails, including emails sent by Amy Pascal.
Yes, it was her inbox, and it wasn't just her inbox. It was everything she had ever deleted. It appeared as though it was like every piece of email correspondence had been vacuumed up in this massive hack and leaked to the public, anybody who had the time and the bandwidth to download this stuff. And it was incredibly embarrassing for a number of reasons. There was sort of the more well-reported back and forth between her and producer Scott Rudin, where they were engaging in what would be considered racially insensitive banter, speculating what type of movies President Obama might like. They were jokingly suggesting that he might like movies that had black casts.
And now she's stepping down as co-chairman of Sony's movie studio. Can we be sure that it's because of these emails?
Absolutely not. I don't think the emails help matters, but I think that she ultimately took the fall because she is the one who greenlit this movie, The Interview. And this movie was almost certain to enrage the North Korean government. So by greenlighting this movie, it calls into question her judgment. You know, did she use good judgment in putting the resources of this company towards this movie that could only really, cause problems?
And Amy Pascal is a pretty powerful figure in Hollywood, isn't she?
Yes, I mean, she was the most powerful female executive in the film industry. She's probably one of the three most powerful women in all of entertainment, behind a couple of TV executives. And so she held enormous influence. There's only six major studios in Hollywood, and she was the head of one of them.
Will Sony Pictures miss her?
I think so. It's going to be a huge void to fill because she was really beloved by talent, movie stars, directors, and that's sort of not how most of the studio executives are anymore. Certainly the studio executives at the top. It's much more of a numbers crunching crowd that runs the studios. And she was somebody who was very passionate about filmmaking, and I think that that's going to be hard to replace.